It is now time for
the feature band of the week.
Access granted.
All right. Yeah. Okay, now this band that we're featuring this week, we played one of their tracks about a month ago, 2 months ago.
Month and a half, maybe.
Yeah, we went to see In My Coma play at Maxwell's Music Hall right down here.
House.
Maxwell's Music Hall.
We always
house.
Call it Maxwell's Music Hall. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know.
It would be cool if it was called, if it was big enough to be a hall.
It is, well, yeah. Anything Anywho. With a stage feels more like a hall than a house.
I feel like it would have to have like a, you know, a almost like a band shell feel to it in order to be a hall. Like it has to be like
a curved backing
thing. Yeah, yeah. To project the sound.
Ah. See, when I think of a house, I think of like the Trepid House, which was literally
a house.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good point.
So anyways, with In My Coma was playing this band called Poor Young Things. And
That's right. We
quite enjoyed Poor Young Things. We talked about them. We quite enjoyed The Dudes. We talked about them.
Yep.
We sent some stuff off to these guys.
We quite enjoyed Citywide Panic as well.
Yep. So we sent some stuff off to these guys saying, can we get your disc so we can add some of these songs into our rotation for our past features and we can feature it.
That's right.
And lo and behold... Poor Young Things album comes in the mail the other week.
ATTN, mono a mono.
Yeah, exactly.
See what happens? You send us stuff, we play it.
Yeah, that's right. So, Dudes and Citywide Panic.
In My Coma. No, wait, just kidding.
No, we already...
You guys already...
But these guys were great. Like, their live performance was awesome.
Yes,
and,
agreed.
And I was the one that got to take home the album. But you've heard these tracks before as well.
Yeah, I did.
And they're unbelievable songs. What I like about them is kind of the each chorus in the songs, especially the ones that I'm going to play here, have like a full chorus singing.
So it's like anthemic.
Yeah.
It's an anthem.
And they're so catchy.
Yeah.
And I don't
so
understand why they're catchy, but they catch me every time.
And you know what? It's not your place to understand why, Steve.
No.
It's just your place to rock it.
Yeah, that's right. So, and as you were saying before, these guys toured with The Trues in early 2012.
Yep.
And just this is an EP of a bigger album that they say they're going to be releasing either later this year or early next year.
And one of their songs, I can't remember which one, but one of their songs, I think it was Blame It on the Good Times, was featured during the NHL playoffs.
Was it?
It was accompanying a bunch of like highlights and clips and whatnot. May have been NHL.com's, like a package from NHL.com. But I posted about it on Facebook.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Saying like, yeah, we just featured these guys and look at where they are now.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't taking credit for it. But and their Let It Sleep EP was produced by John Drew, who seems to be producing everybody who's hot right now. So John Drew he seems to be the MF'ing man.
Yeah.
Because I was telling you earlier, I've been chatting with Silvergun and Spleen, who have been recording with their new album with John Drew.
Wow.
That's right.
There it is.
And hopefully we can have those guys in when their album is released. But anywho, Poor Young Things. Fantastic live performance. Very high energy. And they just look like they're having a good time.
Yeah. So I'm going to get to a couple songs here. I may as well play Blame It on the Good Times.
You might as well.
And I'm going to go into... I think the single is Let It Sleep. That's what the EP's called. So I'm going to go into Let It Sleep second.
Sounds good.
This is Poor Young Things right here on the Mono A Mono Show here on 100.3 Sound FM.
Takes one to know.
did it all alone.